Trump-linked USD1 earns big as Binance, holds 87% of the stablecoin Bloomberg reported on June 5, 2026, that a Trump family crypto venture is generating heavy profits from its move into stablecoins, helped in part by a promotional arrangement with Binance. The venture is World Liberty Financial, and the stablecoin is USD1, a dollar token launched in March 2025 that has grown faster than almost any other dollar coin on record. The profit story and the Binance story are the same story. USD1 became a high-earning asset because one exchange parked an enormous amount of it on its books and then ran campaigns to keep it there. A stablecoin that earns its issuer interest. A fiat-backed stablecoin works like a narrow bank. The issuer takes dollars, holds reserves in treasuries and cash equivalents, and keeps the interest those reserves throw off. The holder gets a token worth $1 and earns nothing on it unless a separate yield program pays them. At current short-term rates, a few billion dollars of reserves generates real money. That is the engine behind World Liberty Financial's returns. Reporting through 2025, estimated the venture could earn on the order of $80 million a year from reserves backing roughly $2 billion of USD1. The float has grown since. USD1 crossed $3 billion in market cap in December 2025 and reached about $4.6 billion in circulation by April 2026. More float means more reserves, and more reserves mean more interest flowing to the issuer. The Trump family's exposure runs through World Liberty Financial directly. The family has been reported to receive 75% of net proceeds from WLFI token sales and a cut of the broader business, with profits on token proceeds estimated near $1 billion by late 2025. Some of those profit claims have not been independently audited, so treat specific figures as estimates rather than confirmed totals. Binance is the float. USD1 did not grow organically across thousands of wallets. It grew because Binance became its anchor customer. In May 2025, MGX, an Abu Dhabi state-backed fund, used $2 billion of USD1 to settle an investment into Binance, which put a large slice of the token's reserves under Binance's roof. In December 2025, Binance converted assets tied to its former BUSD stablecoin into USD1, folding the token deeper into its own collateral system. The result is concentration that has few parallels among major dollar tokens. Forbes reporting cited by multiple outlets put Binance's share of USD1's supply at nearly 87%. One exchange holds close to 9 out of every 10 USD1 tokens in existence. The promotional layer sits on top of that. Binance has run reward campaigns to keep USD1 holders on the platform, including a multi-million dollar WLFI rewards program that ran into June 2026, plus earlier yield offers on USD1 balances. Those incentives lift circulation, which lifts reserves, which lifts the interest the issuer collects. The promotion and the profit feed each other. Concentration cuts both ways. A stablecoin that lives almost entirely on one exchange carries a specific risk that a widely distributed token does not. If that exchange freezes balances during a legal dispute, suffers an outage, or comes under regulatory pressure, the token's liquidity and peg are exposed in a way that does not depend on the quality of the reserves at all. The dollars backing USD1 could be pristine, and the token could still seize up if its single largest holder stops moving it. There's also the conflict of interest question that has followed this venture since launch. A sitting president's family profits from a financial product whose largest backer is an exchange operating under heavy U.S. scrutiny. That is a political and legal overhang, not a technical one, but it shapes how regulators and counterparties treat USD1. For anyone using dollar tokens to move money or to fund a stablecoin spending product, the lesson is the same one that applies to any issuer. A stable price is not the whole picture. Where the reserves sit, who holds the float, and who profits from the interest all decide how durable that dollar actually is. USD1 is a clean illustration of how stablecoin economics quietly route value to the issuer and of what happens when one venue holds almost the entire supply.